the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
I'm Paige, and we'll begin with a discussion on a hospital had to pause some surgeries, and they had a problem. So this is a hospital in Canada who suspended these surgeries due to an ant problem.
Where's it at?
Canada.
Oh, Canada.
What do you think I said?
I didn't. Oh, okay. I didn't hear.
So it's spring, and in Canada, it means a lot of unwanted insect guests that are barging into homes and businesses, and people are struggling with it. So in Manitoba, Canada, they announced that they're temporarily suspending surgeries due to the ant problem. It's so serious, they can't control it.
Manitoba.
So they had to close. It's an infestation.
I wonder if the, what was it again?
Ants.
Ants.
Like piss ants or fire ants?
It's called number one ants.
Oh, have you seen those red ants?
I know it's ants.
You know what I'm talking about? They're like velvet looking ants.
No. Oh, yeah. They look like spiders.
Yeah, those suckers. Yeah.
Are they big?
Yeah.
Those big. Are like anthill ants.
We love the big ants.
They make mountains.
When is it Big Ants Day? It's not Mother's Day anymore.
I've stepped on that.
You stepped on a molehill?
I did.
Mm. You ever pole vaulted over a mouse turd before? If you have, our boss has a message for you.
he uses that analogy a lot.
You want to stay away from mouse turds.
That causes Hanta.
Hanta virus.
That's what killed Gene Hackman.
Rat
his
turds?
His wife, I thought.
That virus. That's how they got it. So shouldn't they change the name of it?
I think Happy Gilmore ate pieces of that for breakfast.
Or Shooter McGavin did.
No.
I didn't think the second one was that bad.
Yeah.
Did you watch the latest episode of Euphoria?
I have not. No. But I tell you what, once you start watching that show, it's pretty addictive.
Yeah.
It's very rough.
Because Cindy Sweeney's Cassie is causing some problems because of
Cindy.
the storyline with OnlyFans. So the people are having a hard time with that.
Her character is not very smart, but she plays it well.
What, do you mean it's natural?
It seems like, I mean, I don't know. A lot of people say she can't act. She's just there for the eye candy.
Oh.
I guess she does good enough, but this part seems to be like a perfect, like it lines up with her.
Yeah, but is she going to be typecast as just naked girl? Like, you know what I mean? I've never seen the show. I don't care to watch it, you know. But, like,
yeah,
is it, you know, is it something where, like, Pam Anderson got typecast?
Yeah.
I mean, she did. I mean, it was all about her boobs.
Well, she does a lot of movies, but she's usually always naked in the movies.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's a requirement. She has to be naked, or that's the thing, she don't care.
Yeah.
She says she wants to do it. I don't know. So
I like seeing her naked. Like, it's very good.
The people with OnlyFans accounts are mad at her because she's depicting exaggerated and controversial content of OnlyFans. So
God, those
for sex workers.
Those people, they have so many platforms to jump to. So if it's too rough for OnlyFans, then we'll go to Fansly. If it's too rough for that, then they'll go to somewhere else.
Fansly?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
man.
A separate one.
Yeah. You have accounts there, too?
What's stopping them from just going straight to X? Why would you just, like, host your own stuff? Why would you give them a percentage?
Well, why? Yeah. Couldn't you not just, like hookers do now? They don't need Johns anymore. Or they need Johns. They don't need pimps because they just do their own websites.
You saw a pimp in real life.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a real one. And it didn't slap me, thank God, because it's strong when they do.
Never seen a real pimp. I haven't. I've seen a real whore, if you will.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I did ride shares back in the day, I would take, you know, this particular one from hotel to hotel.
Mm. So you were kind of like her pimp.
I guess if you think about it. Real, a lot of good stories, too.
God, you should have had like a certain hat with like a big feather on it to wear when she got in the car.
Put
on some Barry White.
She would always have chocolate on her, and she would leave chocolate in the car because she'd smell like it. So she'd leave me a Reese cup or whatever she had on
her. Oh, Lord.
That's nice.
You sure she didn't just defecate in the back seats?
God.
Not for free, she wouldn't. Because, hey, it'll be a free ride if you leave me a little pile in the back.
I was driving a friend of mine's car in San Francisco because he was a little overserved, and I drove home.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a really nice Porsche.
Yeah.
So we were downtown.
And Paige says she's a double D. They thought she was talking about her bra size.
And we were stopped. This is middle school. We were stopped at a stoplight, and a hooker came over to me. And she couldn't see because the windows were
tinted. Girl, I want you to play me in a movie one day, okay? Girl,
can I borrow those for tonight?
And she's knocking on the window. I rolled it down. I said, can I help you? She's like, oh, I didn't know you were a girl. I didn't know a girl drove this. And I was like,
wow.
Really?
That's sexist of her.
It was.
Did you ask her what you could get for $10?
No. No, I just said,
I wonder what the going rate is now for a hooker. Like, I mean, honestly, like, you're run-of-the-mill hooker. $500?
God, that's...
I've
never... For a couple hours, maybe?
I have never...
I kind of felt sorry for her to knock on windows. I mean, you have the window washers, you know, that are... Yeah. You don't want them to do that, because...
She was not a panhandler. She was a manhandler.
She was going to get him.
I got to get this hooker on the show. I know who she is and where she, like...
I'd love to do Ask a Hooker.
I would, too.
Because I was taking her to nice hotels.
Yeah.
Like, she was talking about, you know, businessmen that come in here out of town.
Oh.
That's a lot of her clientele.
Yeah. She make a lot of money at the B&W Pro-Am.
And get her done!
I'm just kidding.
Why don't you come in here for a minute and let me see what you're working with?
Dan's happily married.
I would just want to know, you know, how she does it. Because you got to make them take a shower first. I wouldn't just hop in.
I don't know, do you, though?
Yes.
Like, do you?
Absolutely. Like, you get in the shower.
I don't know. We got questions.
Mm-hmm. I would. And then just see.
I want to know how many they can do in a night.
Do you still get paid?
Still walk?
And still walk.
Do you still get paid if he's impotent, if he can't do anything?
Or how much of this is not even like sexual contact? This is like companionship.
Yeah.
Like, how much of it is that?
That would be awful, though, too. It's like you're like, I'm a hooker, and you're like, hey, I just want to talk. Like, oh.
Will you just hold me?
You want to wear my clothes and talk? Okay.
I'd be relieved. Like, this is an easy hour.
What if she did hook up with Tom Mater? Just to hear that would be fun.
That ain't starting any rumors about him. I mean, he's a good dude.
She would have to.
I don't think that's true at all.
He blew us off years ago, but good dude, though.
Well, he was great at it.
I would have like a price menu for people to, you know.
Well, yeah, she does have that.
There would be no little extras added in.
No.
You got to book her on the website, pay ahead for, you know, by the hour, plus by the whatever you want.
Like, that's what I would do. Yeah. Only that service. We don't do any like weird stuff.
And then she would meet you where you were because she lived in a hotel herself.
God.
You know, and she'd just go like straight to you.
Wow.
She loves it too, she said.
And she didn't have anybody there to protect her, like someone that she can call or.
I don't know if she's ever had a pimp, but she doesn't have one now.
For safety reasons.
Now if they had had a gun, did they have to tell you? Like to get in your car when you were driving, when you were a John?
No. And which is really odd because you hear stories now. There was one locally of somebody, a driver that got a gun. Or they noticed a gun was in the back seat, pulled on him. And they called the cops on him because the guy had drugs on him too.
Yeah.
He had meth and cocaine.
God.
Not medical cocaine they want to legalize.
Oh, no.
Just the regular cocaine.
But if I'm a hooker, though, I'm going with a Gat.
You gotta have something, right? Would you have like a
definitely
something in the garter, like a knife or whatever?
That's where I would think the garter belt would be used most to put a little 380 down there or something.
I tell you what you really do. Let's say, for example, somebody's trying to take a route you don't want them to take. If you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You put some poison right there.
Oh, yeah, but wouldn't that poison your butthole?
He's trying to be politically
assuming that's where it was.
Oh. And you just say it. Oh.
That might not work out.
I think it would hurt you more than them.
I don't know. You don't want to poison yourself on accident if the balloon breaks.
Yeah, accidentally did a Kegel.
The balloon breaks.
Oh, damn it.
My bad.
Disinfected myself.
Wasn't that a song if the balloon breaks? Or a poem or something.
Condom's broken, you're pregnant.
It's a nursery rhyme, isn't it?
I think it was, right near
footprints. When the bowel breaks.
Oh.
Like a movement?
Bowels are about to break.
Oh, my Lord.
Actually, this would be a good time to put an end to her.
Oh, no.
Boy.
Look at that. Time gets away from
me. I'm sorry, those were your nice guys.
I thought it was pretty informative.
Or look, it don't have to be that hooker. If you are a hooker and you want to come on and let us talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we won't do anything to you or with you.
I think we would even let you... well, I don't know that we could do that. We can't advertise for you.
Could they?
No, we can't.
Can't promote your hookerdom?
No. I mean, we could promote your OnlyFans, though. That's permissible.
Oh, yeah.
And wouldn't it be hard to have a relationship with someone if you do that for a living?
God, yes.
Because there ain't no way. Be like, you know.
Just me. I couldn't do it. There ain't no way in
hell. You wouldn't want to have sex with anybody after all, doing it all.
You could be an escort. It's not that hard.
No. I'm saying I couldn't be with one. Never.
That's not that expensive either.
I'm talking about in a relationship.
That's what it was.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
All right. We have a load of calls on hold, and we should start taking them. Otherwise, they will start hanging up.
Dirty little river.
Let's go to Steve. Steve's been waiting a little bit. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, kind of weird. I got an awkward question, honestly.
Those are the best kind of questions, Steve-O.
Yeah. What's going on?
All right. So my girlfriend, Tammy, is turning the big 50 next month.
Good Lord. I'm part of that group. That's a big that's a big birthday. It really is.
50 years old.
Yeah.
That's for you, Tam.
Yeah. Huge. But and then, I mean, honestly, we've been together on and off for like we're a little more than 4 years now.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I've broken up a couple of different times. But you know, we always end up getting back together and things have been really good lately.
That's good.
And she's always talked about wanting to get a boob job.
Oh, boy. God.
Yeah.
What made you think of that? Probably that conversation we just had about
exploding.
The girl's boob implants exploded.
Iogen Sturger.
Yeah.
Well, it definitely brought up questions. But and she's talked about this for, like, since the day I met her.
What, did she have, like, a deadline of 50? Like, she has to get them by 50?
Yeah, exactly. It's either we do it now, or she's not going to do it. Now's the time.
I wonder what if there is like a cutoff age that they recommend on that. Like, you know what? Eventually, your skin is going to naturally sag or whatever. So, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know, you don't want to be like 80 getting them things.
Well, I mean, so. You don't want to be. I don't think you want to be cut up and put to sleep for something and not be able to recover, you know.
God, that's true too.
Yeah, that's kind of hard.
All right, so yeah. So she'd been talking this for a while, and I could already tell where this is going to go. That's a weird birthday gift. Is that what we're talking about here?
In a way.
How does this make you feel, though? Have you complained about them or?
No. Yeah. No, but yeah. I mean, even going into this whole idea, I kind of feel. You know, a little chopped at the knees, a little emasculated over the whole thing.
Oh, why feel that way?
Well, because I mean, looking ahead, I could honestly only kick in maybe about $1,000.
Okay, now that is what we're getting to then. Okay.
Yeah, it could have cost way more than that. We know that. We all know that.
Right. I mean, this ain't an oil change, Steve-O. These are knockers.
Well, oil changes cost like $100 now. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
And your question about this? Yeah. Right. We haven't even gone to the consultation. That's coming up, and stressing me out.
Yeah.
Because I haven't actually told her. Hey, here's what I can. Here's my number. Here's what I can do.
Ah, okay.
Oh, you know what? She's probably expecting you guys to walk in there together, and you're probably going to, like, foot the bill.
Is that the case?
I think, and, you know, maybe, but I'm over here panicking because, you know, I see in my head, like, I'm tapped at a grand. That's all I can do.
Yeah, when she's talking about this, like, has she directly said, hey, I want this for my birthday, and I would like you to pay for all of it?
No, right. Not directly, but, you know, it's little comments. You know, it's like, you know, that's the big gift. And but we will, you know, we'll figure it out together.
Yeah,
like, together. Okay.
Together.
Yeah, yeah, really. Yeah. That's when it gets expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When does, exactly. Well, let's, I mean, do you say her name if you want to or whatever, but, like, is she have a good job? Does she work?
Yeah, well, it's Tammy. It's fine. Yeah, she works, and she's got a good job too. I mean, yeah.
So why does this become your responsibility? Do you think? Like, have you?
I don't know. I think because I'm the man. You know, I'm the man, and I don't know. Just it also just feels weird to be like, hey, sweetie, good luck with your surgery.
Let me ask you something, Steve. I don't know your hair situation, but you know, what if you wanted hair plugs for your birthday? You think she'd, you know, drop the money on that, like $5,000 or $10,000 for you to get hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, probably not.
Well, there you go.
Probably not.
Yeah. Hold on a minute, Steve.
Can you hang on?
Yeah, hold on, Steve. This is.
Can you hang on?
She could be saying, "This is my birthday gift to myself," because a lot of people do that. Yeah. You know.
And there's,
it's funny you said hair plugs.
There's no age on having a lot of women 50, 60 get breast implants.
Oh yeah.
But naturally, with menopause, your breasts can get a little larger.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell her to wait for that then. Tell her to go through it a few times to save some money.
Yeah. Sure.
So
the hot
she may
flashes
just wait
and everything,
see.
The mood swings will suck, but still, yeah. Your boobs will get bigger.
You can take medicine for that.
He's got a grand. Like, I mean, look.
What do they call? What is the?
Are we talking new technology like the gummy bear implants or whatever they call them?
I don't even know.
You know more than most of us, Fat Boy, because you're obsessed with boobs.
I tell you this. I wish he could tell us off the air where he's thinking about going, because, you know, when I look at the gallery sometimes, a couple places around here like rough. Like, they look better before.
Yeah. So I would go to the higher end plastic surgery and if it were me.
Like,
well, you don't need to.
God dang, if you went up a size, you'd be in space with those suckers.
No, I wouldn't. I'm just saying in general.
I want to see
I would make sure that you have the best doctor to do the best work.
Like with inflation or whatever.
I wouldn't go to a budget breast doctor.
No, probably what? Four, I'm thinking four, maybe four or five.
Typically, typical cost for breast augmentation in the U.S. $6,000 to $12,000. With most people saying the average is $4,875.
Sounds about right.
Plus, they go through the front, right, like the nipple. So if you got huge nipples, then
saline's the cheapest. Silicone, and then gummy bear, like you said, man.
The gummy bear is supposed to feel the most natural.
Feel natural, and not have it.
You don't want the ones that when you squeeze them, you still got your thumbprints in them.
Still got the hand still on there.
Oh, gosh.
It's all want that.
Oh, man.
What?
So she's been dropping hints like she wants him to maybe pay for this, you know. And he's like, yeah, it's going to cost a lot of money. I've got $1,000. Should I just give her the $1,000 toward it? Blah, blah, blah.
That's all he's got to put down.
Don't make fun of that.
I know. Look. You got a feeling this was coming, though, right?
Well, let's say this. Okay, Paige, do you think 4 years in, you would be spending $10,000 on a gift for, I mean, you know what, the 4 years, though, at this point, you're already at that point where you're looking at the relationship. Like, are we going to get married or not?
Like, it's an investment. Like, what if Paige met a guy and he wants like a sack extension?
He's
like,
I get a penis enlargement and hopefully it wouldn't fail.
Nah, he don't want that. He wants a sack extension because you can't do the other one.
No.
Wow.
It's real limited.
Well, just tell him to wait. Time will take care of that for him. All right, let's bring Steve back. What was the last thing we said to Steve about how he didn't have... Oh, you said what if he wanted hair plugs?
Oh, yeah, the hair plugs.
Oh,
would
yeah.
he expect
yeah.
her to
okay,
do that? Steve, you still there? No.
Steve.
You son of a gun.
Steve.
No, I'm here.
Okay, good. I thought you went and started robbing banks to pay for these drugs.
Oh, Lord.
So, all right. So I think $1,000, if that's what she wants, you give her a grand toward it. I don't think you look at this as the whole thing. But anyway, What's the big question? Are you asking us today? Are you saying is that bad to do that? What is the
where does it put me? I mean, I think it's important because, you know, I know to her it matters for her confidence,
right?
and I get that.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's that's a lot of monthly payments now to be confident.
Now, if she breaks up with you, does she have to pay you back? Because I'd have to know that. I'd have to have it ready.
Well, that kind of
well, that's
yeah.
That's exactly the thing too. I mean, am I making payments on past relationship memories at that point if we break up? And honestly, I've never complained about her body either.
Okay, like, that's what I meant earlier. Because like if you were like, you know, not just women are sensitive about that too. Like men are as well. But you know, if someone complains or says, "Oh man, look at her boobs," she starts to make her feel bad. So that's a pretty important detail. It's something that it's her lack of confidence, not your lack of enjoying her body.
Right. I never told her to do this. I tell her all the time she looks great, and honestly, she's already hot to me. She's beautiful.
Are you dating out of your coverage or whatever they say? Like, do people look at you and say, "Wow, how'd you get a girl that hot?" Does that happen?
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. That's a sign. That's a compliment. I've always taken that as a compliment.
You know, if this wasn't some kind of, you know, request from you to for her to upgrade, then, you know, maybe the $1,000, that's not that bad of a point because, you know, it's not coming from you.
God, no.
Yeah.
And I'd rather keep that grand, let's be honest.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. Put it towards something nice.
Let her get them done, and then you give her the grand toward like a spa weekend or something for recovery or whatever.
Well, I've already done that.
Oh,
I mean, for her birthday, I already booked a beach trip, hotel, dinners, all the nines there. Like, that's already happening.
Okay, well, then, what else? I mean,
all kinds of stuff going on.
Will you be you?
Yeah, like, that'd be the grand on top of that. I'm trying over here.
I don't know what $1,000 gets you as far as, like, you know, a squeeze here or there initially. Like, you might not get to have too much fun with them because you only put down a grand on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fat boy. Christ, guys.
Break it down. CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on today, May the 11th. Be with you.
Happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
Suck it.
I was a little slow on the pot up there because you kind of took me aback by what you said off the air.
Oh, yeah. I'll say it on there.
That joke.
If you didn't watch it last night, the roast of Kevin Hart, someone on the dais is outed for being in the Epstein files. In fact, having dinner with Epstein. And it's real.
That's a step above being in the files, right? That's like, you know, straight to the...
Yep. I'm telling you, it's real, too. And that person kind of just slid right by it. Like, I'm not going to acknowledge that. Kind of crazy.
Well, we don't have many celebrity birthdays today.
Someone guessed Louis Anderson. He's dead.
Oh, God, I forget he's dead, too.
Yeah, he's gone.
Because he was doing that show with Zach Galifianakis.
Which was good. He played a woman.
Yep.
I normally don't support those things, but in this case, it was quite funny. That's why I didn't like MASH, you know?
Oh, freaking
surprised my parents watched it, considering one guy was in drag.
What was his name? Klingon that was in drag?
I don't remember. Klingon, that was a Star Trek.
Nah, that was a Klinger you're thinking of on Star Trek.
Oh. This is Sydney Sweeney.
No.
It is not. Uh-huh.
Manchild.
I could have played Espresso, but I played Manchild.
Damn, man. I get hurt.
Because he used
up.
To be on the radio in Chicago. Manchild here. Manchild Mueller.
Sweeney. Sydney Sweeney. No, it's the other one. Give me the initials.
S.C. Not related to Richard, as far as I know, or Karen.
Who is this? Charisma Carpenter.
Teenage witch.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter. There you go. Charisma Carpenter is the actress.
She related to her?
I don't know.
God, is she related to the Carpenters?
That'd be cool.
I'll have to check that out and see.
My boss is a Jew. It's Carpenter.
I was about to say, hang on. Oh, I'm from Iowa, buddy.
Anyway, I'm going to say this young lady is, God, what is she, like 26, 25, 26?
Oh, God.
20, I remember her on SNL in her underwear.
25?
That wasn't bad. It was kind of nice.
Are you getting weird?
She's 27.
Oh, no. OK. Okay. She's cute.
Oh, hang on now. Trying to, my order got all mixed up here.
She was at the Met Gala.
He's all fluffy.
God, you know what? I saw that the Rock was at the Met Gala as well. He only wore a dress.
Yeah, plus
what the crap is wrong with this stuff.
He had a $3 million watch on, people were giving him crap for.
What, a Patek?
No, I don't think it was. What was it? I'm going to find out real quick. I don't think it was an AP either.
It was not a Philippe Petit. Paige, I'm going to get one of those one day, and a Monarch Defender. I'm going to get both of those.
Oh, okay.
I have pictures of them on my vision board.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I have a vision board.
That's really cool.
I believe in those. Yes.
I need to make one.
It was called the Billionaire 3.
Well, that's crazy.
Designed by Jacob and Company, and it was $3.3 million.
God. On your arm. That's silly.
But you scroll down where he's wearing the dress, though. Like, they got.
Who is he wearing? What dress?
129 carats of white diamonds on the watch.
Ooh.
I don't know.
That's my birthstone.
What, a rock?
Not him.
No. It's a football player's birthday, I bet you.
Oh, let me give you some hints. I don't want to tell you just who it is.
Okay.
Heisman Trophy winner.
Okay.
Oh, this might give it away.
Does Paige wax his last name for money?
No, but
it's not Reggie Bush then.
No, it's not Reggie Bush. He was a Heisman Trophy winner from the University of Auburn.
Bo Jackson.
Or Auburn University. It's not Bo. He was a Patriot. He was a Panther. He currently podcasts.
That doesn't help me. Everyone does.
He has very...
initials.
CN.
C. Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
How did I forget that?
He was a Patriot like his last year. Yeah, that's right. Throw you off.
That's right. Oh, Cam.
Number one pick in 2010. The number two pick was Von Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Who sacked Cam in Super Bowl 50.
I'll never forget what Cam Newton said to me as he came over.
We got lucky that day.
We got very lucky that day.
When he was at...
In Spartanburg, when we were doing the Panthers pregame show.
He never signed, and this is when Gettleman publicly outed him, saying he needed to be more fan-friendly.
Yes.
And sign more. We catch him coming out of practice. It just happened to, like, you know, come to us.
He did.
Like, oh, my God.
I like almost like Gettleman told him, hey. Not Gettleman, but the other one. It was the guy we dealt with.
I think
with.
It was Gettleman. Was it?
Mini helmets?
No. That's Deshaun Watson.
Who's
that? Deshaun Foster. Sean Watson.
It might have been a Roy Fittleman that helped
Fittleman,
us out there.
Eric Fittleman, yeah. Not Ron or Roy.
Roy Hammers was there too.
So what did he say to you?
Nothing. He just grabbed our helmets and signed them and walked away.
He actually said, what's your name, man?
We should have said, we don't want your autographs. We're waiting for Graham Cano.
Take it, man.
Graham Cano, who grabbed the helmet and signed it. He's like, wait a minute.
I wanted to say,
Nobody wants Cam Newton, Graham Cano in the same freaking...
I said, look, Jordan and Travell, listen to us. Like, don't you you want to check out the show? Don't you know who we are, Cam?
Don't you know?
Jordan knows us.
We do your pregame. Jordan, tell them who we are.
Travell knows us. Two great Panthers. Jordan moved back to Idaho.
Cam Newton, who I had inside information. I said that before anyone else in the world did, that he would not be going back to the Panthers. And I knew that because of something, one of those names you said a minute ago told me.
Yep.
I was like, whoa.
I think Travell's coaching at Gamecocks, right?
Yes. Yep. There's still a bunch of that stuff that never came out about Cam Newton, but it will one day. And I'm going to say that son of a gun is 41.
Still could play, by the way, he says.
42.
Cam Newton's 37 today.
Oh, wow.
So somebody's going to call him. They got a couple years, right? We'll finish up with Martha Quinn.
Martha Quinn from MTV.
Oh, yeah, wow.
One of the first VJs. It was Martha Quinn. It was Mark Goodman. It was...
Rod Roddy.
Why am I forgetting the other one?
Loader.
Paige, who were they? No.
I'm trying to think.
There were four of the original.
Blonde-haired lady.
It was a black guy.
Nope. Martha Quinn, Mark Goodman...
I'll look it up. I'll quiz you.
I'll give us initials. I know I'll get them.
Paige is looking it up. Stop.
Who's the two?
She's looking it up. She turn her mic off.
I can't remember.
Well, don't. I wanted to play a game with y'all.
I never forgot Martha Quinn.
NB, a girl, NB.
Oh! Blackwood.
That's her first name. I mean, her last name, rather.
Oh, Paige, who is it? Blackwood. I forget her. God dang it.
It rhymes with Gina. Or now, or Gina.
Tell Nina Blackwood.
Nina. Okay. Mark Goodman, you got that?
That's who it was, Nina.
Blonde. Martha Quinn, you got that. Two, you're missing. A.H., a guy.
Oh, Alan Hunter.
Okay. And then the third guy, the black gentleman I could not think of, his initials are J.J.J.
Oh.
You're going to hate yourself for not knowing this.
I was going to say Sway or Caduce, but they weren't original VJs. They were just later.
Okay.
Don't know who it is. I thought there were only four.
We're on a game show right now, and social standards don't matter. A black guy's last name.
Oh, Washington.
With a J.
Oh, with a J. Jackson.
Okay, and his initials are JJJ.
I don't know. I thought there's only four original.
His name is JJ Jackson.
I don't remember him at all.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I absolutely remember him. I absolutely remember him.
Well, how old is Martha? Martha.
Oh, Martha.
Oh, is it a big one?
It's not a big one. And I bet she don't look her age either.
66.
67.
She is 67 years old.
Bingo.
I'll throw this out there, but I think I know the answer. I know what I would say. Louis Farrakhan.
Suck it.
Yeah, he's
Paige, what would you say?
Yeah, he can suck it.
He can suck it. He'd tell you to suck it just because of the color of your skin. Corey Monteith, happy heavenly birthday, would have been 44 years old today.
He'd spit in your food.
Wow.
And tell me, nice. I had no clue who these people are, but this is interesting.
I'd wipe my ass with his bow tie.
A pussy bow. Do you know Chang and Ing Bunker? Have you heard those names?
Uh-uh.
They said there were Siamese twins who traveled with P.T. Barnum.
Oh, wow.
And fathered a ton of kids on the circus circuit.
They were conjoined twins and they had sex?
There was, yeah, with two Caucasian sisters, it says.
Wow.
I'd never heard of Chang and Ing Bunker, but they would have been 215 years old today.
God. Why were
they? You look them up, see what they look like.
Chang and Ing Bunker. Like, you're saying bunker like Archie?
Yeah, like,
Archie.
Rest in peace, Meathead, too.
Oh, yeah, oh my God. They're joined, like, at the, like, their shoulders are connected. They have full necks and heads and everything.
Oh, they got separate gimmicks, though?
Well, they don't show them naked, but I
remember that.
Oh, yeah. You probably wouldn't saw them.
No.
Lord have mercy.
They hooked up with, it says, two naughty Caucasian sisters.
Naughty?
Is that part of the circus? Now that you smell the elephant, don't bring me into the...
Can a brother and sister be conjoined?
Yeah. Oh, like opposite sex?
Yeah,
they can.
I've never seen that.
They
Damn.
Can.
I don't know if they could. Could they?
Anybody can be conjoined.
Has that ever worked out that way, though?
I don't know.
Like, they wouldn't have to share. They got different parts.
I remember those two girls that were back in the 90s that were at the head. They were opposite direction, too, which sucked.
I think they're still with us, right? I think they are.
Where are they? Come out, girls. Where are you at?
You can't have two of you together. Sometimes you got different genitalia.
Right, get your
it's
heads together.
It's not going to work, buddy.
That's awful. That is so bad.
Your gimmick's different than hers.
Could one of them, like, fall asleep and the other one's wide awake? Like, does that mess with
she just licks her ear.
The melatonin or whatever it would be?
Oh, I don't know.
That's crazy. Plus, get a doctor on the phone.
Do you go at different times to, you know, drop a deuce?
Right. And can you call them Siamese twins if
they're American
is not a...
what do you call them? Turkish twins?
That's what Turkey is now.
Persian twins?
Turkish.
Turkish twins.
Turkey-ish.
Too many questions. If you know any Siamese twins, send them our way, please.
The answers to all those questions tomorrow, plus FTR.
Best tag team in the world.
The best living tag team in the world. North Carolina, in studio, 8:30 tomorrow morning, and tickets to AEW Dynamite. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Watch your hands. God bless America.
It is good.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.